Thanks, Andy. Just to summarise, the Old Matara farming tree has taken 150 years of careful nurturing to grow. Birds nest in it, creatures shelter under it. Children learn to climb. The fruit and nuts provide for the community. Onlookers admire it. We could preserve the fruit, rake the leaves for compost, prune dead branches for firewood. However, the current approach appears to be trim the tops, root rake the base, and gather up as much self-seeding as possible. Eventually, the trees will die of accelerated aging, infection, and lack of succession. The community will starve as their stomachs have evolved to digest the fruit and nuts and cannot digest the regenerating coxfoot and Californian thistles, thus leaving a favourable seedbed for the Shanghai creeping ivy. This fable manifests 130-year-old philosophy, and I quote, "A democracy can only exist until voters discover they can vote themselves largesse from public treasury, resulting that a democracy always collapses over loose fiscal policy, which is always followed by a dictatorship." Alexander Tyler, 1887. Now, there is some middle ground in this water and land plan that we need to sink our teeth into. Let's not have our heads in the sand, profess that the earth is flat and water quality is not an issue. But let's not sensationalise the matter, panic, and throw out the baby with the bathwater. Let's deal with the scientific facts. Let's farmers, catchment groups, and policy planners alike work together to give the province the opportunity it deserves to apply practical solutions in a local context, conducive to protecting water quality interest and agricultural progression alike. Thank you, and I'd like to introduce Dr. Squash.